I'm Phil DeLuca, and this is a special Commander and focused on Magic previews for Oath of the Gatewatch. Yeah! Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to put a spotlight on some of the MTG preview cards from the upcoming set and review them based on their usefulness in EDH. These are short episodes in which we will discuss recent officially spoiled cards. Remember to check us out on Twitter at CommanderAndMTG and on Facebook at, and this is all one word, CommanderAndMTG Podcast. When you do, let us know if you agree or disagree with our assessments, or if you think shows like this are just dumb. Okay, on to the spoilers. The first one is actually from yesterday. It was released by at Ethan Fleischer, the lead designer for Oath of the Gatewatch. He released Stoneforge Masterwork, a one casting cost artifact equipment. It has equip 2, and equipped creature gets +1/+1 for each other creature you control that shares a creature type with it. It's a fantastic tribal card, undoubtedly going into all of the tribal EDH decks we play with. Probably. At least most of them. I can imagine a gigantic, Nate-driven goblin, 10-10, because there are 10 other goblins, and then Cranko goes to work during combat as a quote-unquote surprise, and suddenly I'm facing a 20-20 goblin right in the face, or an elf in his Nath deck, or one of Sean's Eldrazi in the Crudrazi deck he runs. Oh, pain. I think this card has some use in EDH. It's a rare card, but we'll see plenty of it. Another rare card released today is Wandering Fumarole. It's a land. It enters the battlefield tapped. Add blue or red to your mana pool. And it has an activated ability. 2 and a blue and a red. Until end of turn, Wandering Fumarole becomes a 1/4 blue and red elemental creature with 0. Switch this creature's power and toughness until end of turn. It's still a land. Unless the board state favors you to hit with a 4/1, you're paying 4 mana for a 1/4. So it's a blocker on the ground. And if you're attacking with it, it's a 4/1. And so you better hope there are no instant speed chumps like Rallying Cry. I don't think this is a great EDH card, but there are EDH decks that play a lot of combat lands, or they used to be called man lands. You know, basically lands you can activate. With Awaken, there's probably room for this card. We'll see. If there are enough Awaken cards in Oath of the Gatewatch, perhaps we'll see an Awaken deck. Otherwise, I'd say pass on Wandering Fumarole. The last card we'll talk about was also released today. It's a green card. It's another in the Oath cycle. For one green mana, we get Oath of Nissa. It's a legendary enchantment, rare. When Oath of Nissa enters the battlefield, look at the top 3 cards of your library. You may reveal a creature, land, or planeswalker card from among them and put it into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in any order. It has another ability, and this one is a doozy. You may spend mana as though it were mana of any color to cast planeswalker spells. Oh boy. Well, we'll be seeing this in a lot of Super Friends decks, because it's the best mana fixer you can have for a Planeswalker deck. You'd be foolish not to find room for this in your Super Friends deck. Well, that's it for this Oath of the Gatewatch preview episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, please contact us. Let us know if you disagree, if you agree, or if you don't want to hear these anymore. We always appreciate the feedback, and most especially, we appreciate talking to all of our listeners. This being the first episode we release in 2016, Happy New Year, everybody! We've had a wonderful year here at Commander, and we look forward to an even better year in 2016. Thanks for listening, everybody. You made it a wonderful year. Bye-bye. Yeah! Yeah! Commander! Yeah! again, maybe it would be better as Oath of Ravain. Oath of Ravan, Ravain. And cut that part.